There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with
welcome back
a
to Matt Flynn Direct and Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hang tight, Paul.
Wisco Paul. Well, when Wisco Paul is...
Paul, we're ready for you now, man. It was Crudy's fault. Say hi to... Say good morning to Matt Flynn.
Wisco Paul, my friend. What's on your mind today?
Oh, okay. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I'm ready to go on a bit of a rant this morning on the Republican Party.
Good.
GOP. By the way, that does not stand for God's official party, Matt. That's not what it stands for. You know, this is the party that tried to basically, well, they did. They tried to overthrow the government with lies. Overthrow the government, for goodness sakes. And we have congressmen, sitting congressmen, that were on board with that, if not for one Supreme Court justice. You just see, it's unbelievable. So now it's just, the big lie just continues, man. It just goes on and on. I'm not going to get into the whole situation. But the Democrats are doing something that has to be done in this country, and it's Roosevelt-like. Fixing up the infrastructure. Now you have Senator Mitch McConnell coming out saying that only 5 or 10% of the money is going to go in to fix infrastructure, roads and bridges. Would you please explain to people, because you could do a better job than I am, that infrastructure is more than roads and bridges. It includes internet, rail travel, airports, sewer, water, clean energy, and I can go on and on. And these people want to stand in the way of good jobs and fixing up the infrastructure. It's like letting your house crumble. And you've got to stay ahead of this stuff. I just get beside myself. I drive these roads in Wisconsin, not every day anymore, but enough to know they need to be fixed. You cannot run a country without good infrastructure. And it's been neglected for a long time. And it just gets under my skin that they can try to get rid of this program that will... I won't let you explain infrastructure. It's Roosevelt-like, and it needs to be done. And for them to stand in their way, you know, well, there's so many things they're doing here. But it just frustrates me. Because so many people can go to work and have good jobs. I'm starting to repeat myself here. But anyway, thanks
okay,
for taking
you're
my
making
call,
good
man.
Points, Paul. Making good points.
Rant.
Let me hit two things that you said that are important. One of them is the Republican Party is their leadership has lied. They have lied that there was fraud and that this is an illegitimate election. They badly hurt the country. They continue to lie. 140 members of the House of Representatives are part of that lie. Most of the Senate was a part of that lie. And it's coming out in the polls right now. 50% of Republicans believe that the January 6th insurrection was nonviolent or the work of left-wing activists. 50% of Republicans. Republicans are almost half the country. That means 25% of the country believe that the insurrection was nonviolent, even though Brian Sicknick died, another guy had his eye gouged out, another guy was stabbed at the pole, two guys, these are all officers, were hit over the head with lead pipes. A woman was trampled, a woman was shot. They said it was nonviolent because Trump said it was nonviolent. Or the work of left-wing activists. Take a look at the video. Those aren't left-wing activists. 60% of Republicans believe that the election was stolen. 60%. Half of the country, 60% of half of the country believe the election was stolen because Trump said it was. It's false. It's a lie. 60% of them also believe Trump should run again in 2024. 60% of them want authoritarianism and they want lies. They want authoritarianism less. You've got to understand that, everybody. And these are people that include some of your friends and relatives and some of my friends and relatives. So what is it that would make rational people who know you and you know them say these things and think these things? We have got to understand that. We've got to respond to it. Biden saved our bacon this time. And frankly, Ossoff and Raphael Warnock saved our bacon in Georgia. But that only holds for 2 years, next set of elections. And Wisco Paul also makes a good point about the infrastructure bill. The infrastructure bill, what it is going to do, Moscow Mitch lied. Moscow Mitch said only 5% or something is for roads. I forget the small percentage he gave. The answer is Moscow Mitch, roads are no good unless they're bridges. There are 280,000 bridges in this country, and this is going to repair the five biggest ones and 10,000 others. You know how expensive it is to repair a bridge? And by the way, this is also going to put broadband everywhere, everywhere. It's like rural electrification in the 1930s. In the 1930s, most of the country, rural America, did not have electricity. After Roosevelt, they did. Right now, most of rural America does not have good broadband. After Biden, they will. They will. It's also going to put hundreds of thousands of charging stations around the country. How do you think we're going to get electric vehicles if you expect me to buy an electric vehicle and what, plug it into my garage or something? I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. General Motors is going to all electric vehicles by 2035. General Motors is not going to build hundreds of thousands of charging stations around the country. The federal government has to do that. You know, people yell about socialism. The fact of the matter is, we're a capitalist economy, but there are some things that are paid for by the government. Roads, for instance, you cannot expect a restaurant or something that has a road going in front of it to build a road. They don't have the money to do it. Government has to build roads. They have to provide for universal broadband. They have to provide for universal electricity. It's as simple as that. They have to provide for clean water. Otherwise, you're going to have Flint, Michigan water all over the country. And the Republicans are really a moribund party. I mean, they're a throwback, they're a shell. They're falling apart. The QAnon wing right now is transcendent because they need that base. They need that base. The business wing is trying to hold on, but they are not going to be able to hold on forever. We're seeing a realignment of parties. We're seeing a realignment of parties in this country. And Wisco Paul is right. If you look at the infrastructure bill, some of it's for vaccines and distribution. Really? You don't want to do that, eh, guys? Moscow Mitch lied. Moscow Mitch said the rest of it is being wasted. The waste is Moscow Mitch and the Republicans. They are simply policy mules for a Republican donor cartel. That's all they are. They're mules. They sidle up. They let themselves be burdened with some of this argument, and then they go out and they lie just so they can say they're senators and swagger around polished hallways. That's all they do.
Matt,
they're extremely lazy. Yeah, Crudy, you were going to defend the Republicans, I think.
Well, I wasn't going to defend the Republicans, but they don't have any credibility left. If they're out there telling the big lie, as Wisco Paul pointed out, how do they also then think they're going to have credibility on any other subsequent topic? You know, I know it's believable to some percentage of their base, let's call it 60% of their base believes it, but they don't believe it. Ted Cruz doesn't believe it. Ron Johnson down deep doesn't believe that Trump won the election. So the fact that they would perpetrate these lies and utilize these lies to pass, you know, voter suppressive kind of measures and then come out and start lying about infrastructure. Well, at what point, and I would say 40 years ago, Republicans lost credibility, but at what point do the American people say, well, you haven't told me the truth yet, Mitch McConnell? Why would I believe you about 5% of this stuff going to infrastructure?
Right. Well, I think you're right, except for one thing. Remember, in Berlin in the late 30s, Hitler lied and said that Poland had attacked them and therefore he had to attack Poland. Everybody knew it was a lie and there's nothing they could do about it. QAnon said there's a pizza parlor with a basement in Washington where bad people run the country, and a lot of people believe it. The problem is, if enough nuts believe it and they advocate violence and they perpetrate violence, that can destabilize a country. You're absolutely right. In a rational room of people, you're absolutely right. But this is not a rational room of people. And so I think Wisco Paul's point, not only is it good, but breaking down the infrastructure bill, part of it is broadband, part of it is vaccine distribution, part of it is massive construction of charging stations for electric vehicles, part of it is repairing airports, roads. Let me tell you something. If you fly, remember the old LaGuardia Airport and the new one, the old Detroit Airport and the new one, the old Denver Airport and the new one. It's night and day. They have to repair landing strips. I mean, you have to maintain the country, and you have to do it putting people to work at decent wages. The Republicans don't care about any of that. They don't care about any of that. They're the ones that turned down $1 billion just for train money of our own federal dollars that would have been constructed at 35th and Capitol in Milwaukee, create 4,000 union jobs. They didn't care about that. They turned it down. They do not care about growth. They don't care about progress. They don't care about the prosperity of anybody except their donors. And Crudy makes the point. How can anybody believe it? They don't. They don't even believe it. Johnson doesn't believe it. Cruz doesn't believe it. Moscow Mitch doesn't believe it. But they lie just to stay in the Senate. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.